Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Well, good morning.
Well, good afternoon.
And good evening.
Welcome to Being Here.
Oh, my goodness.
The year is over. Another year has gone by.
I moved too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, it goes by so fast. It's like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
It's so true. It is so true. You know, we normally wait till the middle of the show for this, but I'd rather start at the beginning, and that's thank you. Thank you for listening. This has been an amazing year, and it has been our dream to produce this show so that we could make what we have to offer available to people, regardless of whether or not they have the resources to buy our books or whether they can or have the interest level to come into courses with us. And so wherever you're listening from,
all over the planet, who couldn't otherwise know that there's a possibility of having a magical life, regardless of the circumstances.
So a shout out to our listeners all over the place, including Croatia and Turkey. Of course, the United States.
And China and France and Sweden.
And let's go to the A's. Austria.
And Argentina. I'll even throw in Australia.
Why
even
not?
Though it wasn't on our list.
But it's true. So wherever you're listening from, thank you for being part of
show
listenership and the transformational community this year. We are honoring you and hope it's been a great one for you.
Yeah. And speaking of listeners, let's talk about listening.
Okay. I like that. Listeners, listening. Like that segue I did.
Yeah. You know, most of us think we listen, but we really think about what's being said and try to figure how it fits in with what we already know. What if there's a possibility that there are things that exist that will not fit in with what you already know? So you have to stretch your ability to experience to discover what else is possible. Listening, true listening, where you listen to hear what another person says rather than have an internal conversation with yourself about what they're saying and whether or not you agree with it or disagree with it. What if you allow yourself to hear another person's point of view of life without interruption? Well, an interesting thing will happen. You will be pulled into the current moment of your life. It's that simple. If you let go of what you know, you may discover what else is out there, which is everything you don't know.
And then we can welcome the new year. Welcome to the new year.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the new moment, which actually ushers in the next moment and the next moment, because you're actually here for it.
See, your life, if you let it, is all new. But if you have a script, the story that you believe to be finite and you, then that story of who you are will dictate who you can be.
So in terms of your story probably includes labels like I'm a good listener or I'm a bad listener, or I know how to truly listen,
or I've been victimized in my life.
And listening is fluid. You will find that when you're present, when you're here, listening is far easier. If you're being right about something, if you're upset,
if you have an agenda or point of view that you're trying to prove, then anything that's outside that point of view will be rejected out of hand because it threatens the point of view. And everybody wants to be right about their point of view.
I have a point of view.
What's your point of view?
My point of view is that each and every one of our listeners did their year perfectly.
I agree with you completely.
You know, that's where we're starting from. If we want to welcome in the new year, then you may as well congratulate yourself for the old one.
Yeah, and forgive yourself for anything you did or didn't do that you think you should or shouldn't have done.
We often start the show with the three principles of instantaneous transformation. I'd like to end the year with the three principles of instantaneous transformation, because if you want to actually have a new year, it's really important you don't drag this one in with you.
You have to let go of the old year.
That includes your successes.
And anything else, like failures, self-perceived.
So, you know, anything you resist.
Persists.
It grows stronger.
And it dominates your life.
That's the first principle, and clearly we finish each other's sentences.
Right.
May as well.
Why not? I don't mind duoing it.
Me neither. Second principle is this.
This moment is perfect.
And so are you.
And you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life.
Ready? Want to try? Shai's going to click his fingers. Oh, too late.
You could have only been the way you were.
You know, be exactly as you are in any given moment.
Right.
That's the second principle. It's the snapshot principle. We would take a snapshot of you wherever you happen to be sitting right now. You could only be exactly as you are.
Yeah, if you're biting your nails, that's what you're doing.
Third principle. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
It's over in an instant.
Done.
Let's talk about the difference between transformation and change. See, transformation is instantaneous. It happens outside of time. It happens the instant you get into current time. It's that simple. Change, on the other hand, is based in right and wrong, good and bad, better and worse comparison.
It's an improvement strategy that leads to resolutions.
It takes place over time, incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
See, with transformation, shifts happen exponentially in all aspects of your life in a flash, in an instant. With change, things are incremental. Oh, yeah, and it's goal-oriented. You have an idea of what's going to make you better when you achieve something until you achieve that, and then that's never enough.
Effort, 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 effort.
Okay.
That's the scoop. That's where we're starting. We have callers holding. So why don't we take the first one?
Okay,
let's
Colleen.
Let's listen. Colleen, where are you?
Hi. I'm in New Jersey.
Say that last thing again.
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're going to turn up our sound on our end so we can hear you a little better. Okay.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
Excellent. Oh, that's so much
better.
What can
we do for you?
Oh, good. I'm excited about the new year. I am a banker, and I am also a singer-songwriter and a performer. And at one of your workshops earlier this year, the Say Yes to Your Life workshop, I went to, and it was amazing. And I became clear that I wanted to perform again, because it has been about 3 years since I've been out gigging and singing live.
Okay.
So I've recently connected with another artist, which my husband connected me with, and we're creating together. So my question is my thought process is that to get a gig is going to be hard, because that's what it was in my past. I'm thinking, how am I going to, can I make more money? It's kind of like, probably not. So my question is how in to create newly with it being new, and not, I don't know quite how to not get lost in what I know. Does that make
sense? Well, it makes sense. But you see, you put a lot of pressure on you going into this to become successful and make money. Rather than to sing to express yourself. Rather than it being a joyful expression of Colleen, It's become a, how can I make it as if making it is going to make Colleen's life better? But Colleen's life is pretty great right now, isn't it, Colleen?
It really is. It is.
So, yeah. So why do you want to destroy the great by setting unrealistic goals for yourself that you will then feel like a failure with? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. If you trust that the current moment of your life is perfect, when fame and fortune is supposed to find you, it will.
Cool. The other thing is, you became aware that you wanted to start performing again. So have you ever heard that? I'm sure you've heard the expression, putting the cart before the horse. You're now off trying to figure out how to get gigs rather than preparing yourself to perform and having fun doing that. And I really want to second what Shia said about putting this pressure on yourself to make money there. It's like you might be better off treating performing as your give back to the world, because your voice is extraordinary. Your musical message is extraordinary. But if you expect to make your living from it, you will disappoint yourself.
And, you know, look, when you're really into doing your job as a banker, it's fun.
Yeah.
When you think you should be doing something more important, like performing, then it becomes your, what's a synonym? Crap job. Your B job, not your A job.
Your day job.
Your day job. Your what performers or actors think waiting a table is a lesser job than performing in a show. Well, it's not. See, what you bring to whatever you're doing determines the quality of your production, determines the quality of your sense of satisfaction. It has to do with what you bring to what you're up to. And if you have an idea that something's better than what you're doing, then you will not enjoy what you're doing. It will invalidate your current job. And even if you do get jobs singing, then you'll find fault with that too, because when you're a fault finder, you find fault with everything, even your great performances.
The other thing is the idea that it's going to be hard is something that comes from a past version of you, your past experience, your limited version of you.
Things you heard growing up as a child, because your family was a family of performers.
Yes.
So it's internalized ideas
that you absorbed as a child that it's got to be difficult.
You know, when I first moved to New York, it was my intention to work as an actress. And when I came to New York, people told me it was going to take at least 5 years before I could start getting any jobs. So just forget about it. And I really internalized that idea. And I, even though I auditioned for things, I really played that in my mind. That was between me and direct action. And I took my first transformational type seminar, and the week following it, I auditioned for 3 jobs, which was unusual for me. I mean, even that I went out to audition, I don't know where I found them because they weren't existing before. And I got all 3 jobs, Colleen. The difference was me, and that I was not more talented the week before, but I was no longer invested in the story of the difficulty and the time and what it was going to take and how hard it would be. So I would just allow yourself to have that idea, set it aside, and get engaged.
Great.
And I'm not talking about engaged to be married, because clearly you're already married. But, you know, just get engaged.
In whatever you're doing. That's all it takes.
You know, I know we're moving toward the end of the segment, but it also occurs to me this. That is, part of the reason it was harder before was you thought you had to do it all on your own. And you already mentioned it at the beginning, that your husband helped you find somebody
to collaborate
with whom you're really enjoying. And not that your husband's going to find you locations or anything else, but you two working in partnership make you so much more
hireable
and hireable than the Colleen, I have to do it all on my own. I'm separate, individual, crusader of pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
So I would just play with the idea that this could be a collaboration year, a year where, or moment, or day where everything is wonderful and everybody's here and everything is here to support you regardless of what you're doing.
I love it. Okay.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in. We're
yes.
going
oh,
to go to a
thank
break.
You, guys. This was
you're
great.
Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Too.
You too. We'll be back
Bye.
Shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
If you'd like to join us in person in the new year, your first opportunity will be at Monday night live on January 2nd for Transformation in the New Year.
And if you want to join us for a weekend, it's January 6th, 7th, and 8th for Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle.
And I'm feeling particularly wealthy tonight, I got to say.
Me too.
I know I said night. It is night here. We're pre-recording this to make sure that everybody who's calling in is available, and we're available too. So,
and because this is going to air when we're not here.
So here we go. Just want to invite you to that. By the way, Transformation in the New Year is also the theme for our international call on Tuesday, January 3rd. So if you'd like to join us, you can find out information about that or any of our courses on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. All right, let's take our next caller, shall
we? Yes, Candace.
Are you with us?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Nice to hear
you.
Hi,
how are you?
We are excellent. How about you?
Good. Thank you. I'm doing well. Nice to be talking to you. Thank you so much.
Well, what can we do to you, Candace?
I'm sorry, I didn't just hear you.
What can we do for you?
So I was just wondering. I realize that I don't take a lot of time for myself. That there's a lot of things. For example, some workshops that I would have liked to have taken that you do in New York, but I was not able to do it because I wasn't financially able at the moment. So I was just wondering, is it? I know that it really helps me when I do the workshops, and I feel rejuvenated, and I can definitely see the change. Not change. Well, I can see the shift of things in my life when I do it.
Yes.
But with me not able to do it in the last couple of times or so, I guess I was like upset with myself or not so kind.
You know, Candace, that's extra. See, I say you didn't make it to the workshops because you were upset with yourself in the first place.
Okay. See, one thing I know about you is that you are a healer, a body worker. And I've gone to you, and you have these remarkable hands. These hands that get hot, they turn on so that there's an addition to whatever technique you've learned, there's the possibility of something where you really feel a transfer of something that happens when you're present. But I've also had the experience with you from time to time where that doesn't happen, where you're thinking. And when you're lost thinking, you're less compelling as a person that I want to go to, and I am like extrapolating out that you're less compelling for other people. You're not like on their radar. They're not like, oh yeah, it's the holidays. Let me
get a massage.
Let me get a massage, or let me give a gift of a massage. Because when you think, it's like you disconnect yourself from possibility, from the flow, from the forces with you, from whatever you want to call it. So I actually second what Shia says about it's not so much that you didn't have the finances, and I'm sure that you didn't, but I would say the upset comes first, not second.
Yeah.
And the other thing is being hard on yourself certainly does not make you more enabled to
earn money.
Being hard on, I'll tell you something else. You have two young children and a business and a husband, and you've got a lot of things on your plate. So for you to be hard on yourself for anything is, I'm like, wow.
Why waste your life that way, my dear?
Yes, I see that.
You know, being hard on yourself doesn't change anything, by the way. It only makes it more difficult to be where you are currently. See, when you're being hard on yourself for what you did in the past, that is a complete indulgence and waste of your life in the current moment.
Yeah.
And you know what? It doesn't take anything to bring yourself back to center. Just go, right, great, yes, it's true. I am wealthy. You are wealthy. You're healthy. You have a family. You have food in the refrigerator. Chances are
the rent is
paid for this month. It's like, wow, that is like awesome. Or we can compare ourselves with other people and come up short. We can get distracted by world events
and come up short.
Definitely.
I'll tell you something. If you give yourself the license, the willingness to feel good about yourself, you're much more hireable. It will replicate itself. Because who do I want touching my
body?
That's
right. Somebody who's picking on themselves and their thoughts, or somebody who's really present.
And happy to be alive and feeling good about themselves.
Right. And feeling good about touching my body rather than thinking about what else they got to do tomorrow.
Yeah. I definitely see that when I am in the moment and taking it moment by moment. I feel good going into a massage session instead of having that thought, oh, another massage. It's such a different shift when I'm in the moment to when I'm thinking.
I love what you just said. Oh, another massage. As if that which supports you is a problem.
Isn't that fun? You went to school. This was your dream. You got a license. You were so excited to do it. And now that it's the reality, it's like, oh, but I bet you that thought process isn't just about
massaging. No, it's everywhere. It becomes about your relationship.
Oh, gotta do that again.
He wants my attention now.
Oh, another meal. I gotta make a meal.
Oh, sex. Oh.
Another diaper, another, you know, everything becomes another imposition. You know, you could play a game with yourself. It's the fake it till you make it school of I'm really excited about my life.
Okay.
You're very enthusiastic about that, I notice.
Actually, I feel very, very wealthy now. I feel good about what I do have. I have my health, like you said, and my two beautiful children, my husband. And like you said, we have a roof over our head. So I do, I feel really good talking to you guys and just realizing I do have wonderful things going on for me and not to be so hard on myself.
Well, and you know.
Not to not be so hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You say so hard. I can be a little hard on myself. No, don't be a little hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself at all. You're doing your life brilliantly. The only one who doesn't realize that is you. Because you've been listening to that picky mind of yours.
That's true.
You know, also, I really think, Candace, this is the time of year where people get the idea, something like, I want to exercise more. And then they make a resolution. I'm going to exercise every day for you know, an hour a day, every day.
And then they disappoint themselves.
And so I look at it with myself, with Pilates, which is in addition to walking and in the other activities Shai and I do, I like to go to Pilates. But I've looked at the real reality in my life and within my schedule, and I weave it in rather than telling myself I'm a bad person if I don't go X amount of times per week. And I think if, for instance, you're finding Mondays, you're finding weekends with us to be of value and of a quality, look at something that you can do and do that rather than beat yourself for the things that seem out of reach for you or don't work with woven into the quality of your life as a whole.
Okay.
Good.
Excellent.
That's a great idea. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We have another caller.
Let's take her. Miss Pamela, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Or should I say Mrs. Pam?
I am here.
Hi. What can we do for you, darling?
Well, you know, I love that last segment because in some ways it was a different topic but so relevant to what is on my mind, which is you had mentioned fake it till you make it. And I actually think it's perfect because what I was going to talk about is I've been in a new job. I've been there about 6 months or so now. And oftentimes I'm tasked with, you know, new work, new responsibilities, things I've never done before. And I find myself thinking, worrying that I don't know what to do or how I'm going to approach it.
Of course you don't.
And of course you do.
See, if you are honest, anything new you don't know how to do or approach, it's new. But Pamela, if you look, you will see what's needed.
Which may be to ask questions, get direction. You will find the thread of what you need to pull to get started.
But you need to look. Now, you can listen to your thought processes about you're not capable. Or you can look and see what it is that needs to be done and then do that.
Yeah.
See, you're really capable. There's nothing inadequate in your capabilities. However, you get lost in your thoughts thinking you can't or you don't know enough.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I find that in the moments that I do that, it takes me so long to get something done. And you're right, because in the moments where I don't do that and I just start working, it's just handled.
It's interesting because you used a phrase, which I'm certain is just normal corporate speak, but it caught my attention. You said, I'm often tasked with new things. And that just like tickled my ear. And I looked up task just now and it said like job, duty, chore. So it's like you've been tasked. You've been given new chores.
As if it's not your idea.
Responsibility, burden. I mean, task is not neutral.
That's so brilliant. Hearing you say it that way makes me realize I took this job for the very purpose that there would always be a new challenge and something new showing up to do. And it never occurred to me that they were all tasks when I want the challenge.
Yeah, whether you want the challenge or don't want the challenge,
that's kind of irrelevant.
It's similar in a way to what we were speaking about with Candace. It's like, she wants to be a massage therapist. She wants to be a mom. She wants to be a wife. But, you know, wanting and having are two different things.
Yeah, so once you have the job, suddenly it becomes, oh, my God, what am I doing here?
Or we have the idea that something in the future is going to be better.
The future becomes now, and then you have the idea something in the future is going to be better, because this is never it. In most people's reality, the current moment is only a stepping stone to some future moment.
You know, it's interesting that we have welcome to the new year airing today, December 28th. So it's still 2016. But the new year, it's like if you're here this moment rather than looking forward to the new year, if you're here in your job today rather than looking forward to the next job or when you get the task completed, that's where your life is,
that's
right
where the
here,
juice,
right now.
That's where the juice exists, in this moment, not someday. Everybody thinks someday is going to be better than where they are. But someday isn't better. It's just a different day.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Excellent. Hey, we have to go to a break here shortly. You want to come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're looking forward to seeing many, many of our friends in coming up next month in Costa Rica.
Yes, we begin our 2 1-week courses, or
for those of you who are there for 2 weeks.
Then it's a 2 1-week courses.
Just a reminder for those of you who are coming to Costa Rica in 2017, the Money, Success, and Happiness Wealth is a lifestyle course in New York City. There is a discount on the tuition of $50 if you would like to attend that course in honoring that you are coming to Costa Rica and setting it up as a launch point for that. If you want to get that discount in the following year, you can go ahead and sign up for Costa Rica 2018. It is open. It's already filling, even before we get to the one this year. Also to let you know what's coming up next in Europe, aside from the transformation in the New Year international call, our next courses there are in Hamburg, Germany, the Freedom to Breathe, and we're also doing a practical enlightenment course.
That's March 30th and for the Freedom to Breathe, and March 31st, April 1st and 2nd, practical enlightenment.
By the way, if you haven't read our practical enlightenment book or listened to it as an audio, get it.
It's awesome. It's won the Mom's Choice Book Award for the best book on spirituality and religion. It's also won the New York Book Festival best book in those category.
And the Great Northwest Book Festival. So we've gone coast to coast. And all
the moms like it too.
All right. So we are back with Pamela. You still with us, Pamela?
I am.
Excellent. So anything else? Yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to you both. I saw you recently at a Monday night, and we had a conversation just about how my husband and I had sort of hit a point where we were quietly choosing not to talk about some topics that we probably wanted to or did want to with each other for fear of getting into an argument. And, you know, went home after that conversation and had such a great conversation with him. No arguing, no fighting, it was really great to just communicate with him and talk about things that were, you know, off the table just a couple of hours prior, and it was perfect.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, you got centered, and so then nothing comes out accusatory or as a complaint. It's just, this is what's on my mind, that's a concern. And, you know, as you say that, it occurs to me, transformation really happens in a state of honesty.
Yeah.
And it starts with being honest with yourself about what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what you want, what you have been hiding from yourself. I'm really, really happy to hear that that was a result of that conversation.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that conversation and this one tonight as well.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for calling in. And Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
Excellent. We have another caller.
Yes.
Let's take her. Thank you for your patience, Claudia. You with us?
I am with you. It has been quite a wild ride tonight.
Yes,
it's
it
good.
Has.
It's good.
No, it's been all good. I've just so enjoyed, you know, listening to the other three callers, and the honesty thing has really, you know, rung a bell with me, because particularly at work, I have been more honest with things that are either bothering me or things that I need to say. And once I've said them, it just transforms. It's done. It's over with. And I don't have to, you know, think about it anymore. So I really like that. One of the things that, in the job that I'm in, my contract gets renewed every 3 months. And they've already offered me a one-year contract starting in April. So I said yes.
They must like you.
Hello?
They must like you.
Yes, they do. I mean, I have a very strong work ethic, and I get things done. And they come to me for advice. I'm a learning consultant, and I'm working on a leadership program, and I have another project as well. And it makes me feel really good to work there. And so they've offered me this job. I've said yes. And then in my head, I start to question it, which is not an uncommon pattern.
It's perfect.
Let's stop there.
I'm going to stop you for a minute, because I'm winding back to something you said, because you came back around to it. You said, I like this honesty thing, Because I'm being honest. If something doesn't, I don't like something, I'm speaking up about it. And I had this flash. It's like, I'm wondering if you're willing to be honest about how accomplished you are, how brilliant you are, how you don't make mistakes. And when Shia said, oh, they must really like you, and you're like, what? He said, they must really like you. And you said, yes, I have a good work ethic. I get things done. I don't believe they're only hiring you next year because you have a work ethic that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been hiring you with three-month contracts. Now they're clear that they like you, that you work well.
And they want four times the amount of what they were doing before. So somehow, I love it. This whole conversation that we have had tonight with Colleen, with Candace, with Pam, and now with you, is based in the idea that this isn't it, that something else would be better, and whatever we're in the midst of
isn't it.
Right.
Except you're in the midst of your life.
It's like, where's the celebration in that? We're going to go celebrate on Happy New Year. People are going to drink themselves into a coma or eat garbage until the next day. Where's the celebration? Right here. Right now, for who you are, not for some...
When I achieve something, when I acquire something, when I'm better. See, what if you never get better? What if this is the outcome? It's perfect. You're perfect.
And I totally feel that. It's hard for me to hear that. It's like I can give that compliment to someone else and really mean it, and they look at me like I don't see that in myself, and yet that other people can say that to me and I do the same thing. I don't see that in myself. It's just part of what I do, so it's nothing special.
Well, you know, everybody's like that. What is people recognize as your gifts, it may come naturally or easily to you, so you don't honor it as anything special. But you can either be committed to your story, or when somebody says something that appears complimentary to you, which may just be a simple observation from them, you can just say thank you.
Yes. So where do you, So I get that. I don't want
but
to
there's
hear,
a but in that.
There's a but there. I knew you were going to catch that. There is a but there. So where do you catch yourself from not being modest, but being overly
brazen?
I'm sorry, what's the word?
Brazen.
Yeah, it's not the word.
Yes,
arrogant.
Yes, totally brazen or arrogant.
Right.
Yeah. Well, look, you know something? There's a Nelson Mandela quote that I believe was
actually written by Marianne Williamson.
Exactly. And it says something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing now, that it's fine for you to acknowledge your shortcomings, but it's really difficult for you to acknowledge your brilliance, your greatness.
Yeah.
So, look, I know you were raised in a religion where the meek shall inherit the earth. And that
yes.
The arrogant is seen to be sinful.
Uh-huh.
True?
Yes, in the Catholic faith, that's correct.
Well,
and even though I don't practice Catholicism, it's still there in the background.
Of course it is.
You may not practice it. It doesn't mean that you weren't given it as a download, and the concepts or precepts of that religion don't determine the way you interact with your life today. Even though you don't practice it, you speak the English language. Well, you had Catholicism programmed in there at the same time, so you don't think about the words you use, but those moral implications about being outspoken as though they're bad, wrong, or sinful for some reason, arrogant, you know, that's a shame, because you are brilliant, you are great, and so time has come for you to acknowledge your own greatness. It's not arrogant to, you know, you, if you're willing to be great, it gives people around you permission to be great also.
Oh, that's really neat.
I know you were listening as we were speaking to Pamela, and I believe it's very likely that you heard that shift in her when she recognized that at some point she stopped going about her relatively new job as if it were her idea. And the idea was to have new things to be given to do, but suddenly those went into the old structure of tasks, that it was something she was being made to do or had to do. And the moment she saw that it was her idea, she started accessing her ability to have fun. As
right.
you talk about everything in regards to you and your work life, I don't hear
fun.
It's like the more you were talking, the tighter you got. And I know you like your job. I know you find it fun. But that thing that second guesses itself doesn't allow you to revel in the exquisiteness
of your life, the way it's showing up in each moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow.
Wow. That is, you know, wow.
Look, what you don't realize, Claudia, is this moment is the fulfillment of your life. This very moment is where the culmination of your whole life is taking place in current time, not someday when you achieve something or when they give you a contract forever.
You know, on this, the show description, we have a
quote
that says, "And now we welcome the new year full of things that have never been." And it's a quote by, I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly, Rainer Maria Rilke. And whether I've pronounced it correctly or not, you ring in a year full of things that have never been, provided you don't drag in your story of the past and the limitations contained therein.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you know, get interested. Get interested in what's around you. This world is a gift. Your life is a gift. This moment is a gift. Not someday when you get to Costa Rica with us, not when it turns midnight on the 31st, so you're suddenly into the new year. Right here, right now, in any given moment.
That's great. You know, we all need to be reminded of that. You know, we I hear it from you and I hear it in my own head. And sometimes you just need to be reminded. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You don't need to be reminded. Reminded says...
Mind. Mind is in that word.
Yes.
Reminded.
Yeah. You don't need to be reminded.
You just need to live.
You just need to get out of your thoughts and get to where you are. Listening helps.
Hey, you know, by the way, got to tell you before we
run out of time.
I want to tell you what next week's show title is. I really like it.
It's, I like it too.
It's procrastination stops when you start. We thought that would be a great start to the new year. Hey, thanks for calling in today. We're moving toward the end of the show. We're moving to the end of the year. We've appreciated it. Yeah. Thanks again to all our listeners and to all of the people who called in this year and gave of themselves.
And to the people who put our show together.
Like tonight's.
Like our engineers.
Matt and Michael and Justin and all the folks at Voice America. We are really, really, really grateful.
Thank you.
Ryan and everybody. So thanks a lot. Hey, if you've enjoyed this show or any of the shows we've done this year,
share them.
It makes a difference. Thanks. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be back next year.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.